From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Syrian and rebel forces are continuing to battle Saturday in the besieged city of Aleppo, where some 250,000 people, including many children, are trapped in the divided city. Lisa Schlein reports.
Rebel-controlled eastern Aleppo has been under relentless bombardment by Syrian government and Russian forces over the past 2 weeks. Rick Brennan, WHO Director of Humanitarian Emergencies, says the onslaught has taken a heavy toll.
The situation really is unfathomable. According to health officials there, there have been 338 deaths in the last couple of weeks due to the bombardment, including 106 children.
Brennan says medical supplies are extremely low, while health facilities are crumbling and unable to treat the wounded. He says fewer than 30 doctors are left in the war-torn city to treat a population of more than 270,000 people. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A car bombing targeting Somali security forces rocked the Somali capital Mogadishu Saturday, killing at least two people and wounding several others. A security official told VOA Somali Division that a car filled with explosives was detonated outside the Blue Sky restaurant. Shortly after the attack, the al-Qaeda affiliate Al-Shabaab terror group took responsibility in a statement published through the group's platform on the encrypted Telegram messaging application. The statement said the group carried out the attack to strike at guards who work at the nearby prison. European Union environment ministers in Brussels have unanimously approved a ratification of the 2015 Paris Agreement on climate change. For the climate deal to take effect, 55 countries must sign on to it. 1 month later, the deal would go into effect. This is VOA News. At an ASEAN meeting hosted in Hawaii, U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter was asked what he thought of comments by Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte, saying if Adolf Hitler could kill millions of Jews, he could slaughter millions of drug users and drug dealers in his country.
That matter wasn't discussed at this particular meeting, but I can tell you that just speaking personally for myself, I find those comments deeply troubling.
Philippine police and vigilantes have killed at least 3,000 people for drug use and drug sales since Duterte took office. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has called on the governments of India and Pakistan to proceed calmly with rising tensions between the two nations. Stephane Dujarric is the UN chief spokesperson.
The Secretary General urges the government of India and Pakistan to exercise maximum restraint and address the outstanding issues peacefully and through dialogue. He would welcome all proposals in that regard, as well as de-escalation initiatives.
India has vowed to try to diplomatically isolate Pakistan for its alleged support of Islamist groups on its soil. Groups, India says, are behind terrorist attacks in neighboring countries. Hungarians will vote on Sunday in a referendum which gives the government the popular support it seeks to support any future plans by the European Union to resettle asylum seekers in the country. People are already concerned about the referendum's outcome even before the votes are cast.
We do not agree with this, with the quota, of course, because it would let people, you know, coming into the country without any control. And although we would like to try to have the refugees, but still, you know, not like this. So, I mean, it has to be some kind of a control to let the people in.
The referendum questions ask whether voters wish to accept European Union-imposed quotas, with the government urging citizens to vote no. If asking Google about how to register to vote translates to votes, the search giant has good news for the Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. According to Google, the amount of searches for the Spanish phrase on registering to vote spiked by 2,200% over the past week. Register to vote in English only saw a 430% jump. This would suggest Hispanics are at least interested in possibly voting, and if they do, the large majority could vote for Clinton. A poll conducted last week by the Wall Street Journal, NBC News, and Telemundo found Clinton enjoys a 48-point lead over her rival, Donald Trump. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.